Excuse me, the recording has started.
Thank you very much, Jay. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NPOC XCOM call on Wednesday, 11th of April, 2018 at 1500 UTC. On the call today, we have John Clark, Gangahat Pandey, Fonsele Eleleji, Juan Manuel Rojas, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, John.
Great, thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining. Probably Raul is tied up, but we'll continue on. So let's get to it. Is everybody in agreement with the agenda? Was there any other issues that we have to address? Okay, hearing none, we're accepting it. All right, so actions from the last meeting. We didn't really have any actions from the March meeting in Puerto Rico. It was a short meeting. There were more the ones from the previous meeting, so I'm going to go through those to make sure that we stay on top of them. So what I had to do was the elections notification, which I sent a draft copy, including the timeline. So everyone has that, and submit the report for the IGF, which I'm working on and will be done today. And I think that was it in terms of major things that I had to get done. We also talked about having the website architecture mapped out so that we can start the website and aligning it with the Trello. That was something that we talked about in Puerto Rico, and that we should start that because there was some positive feedback from the fact that we're going to do that. So I started it, and I know Juan and I have talked quite a bit about how to design the website and what information to go on it. And there is funds available for us to contract someone to do it as well. So that started. The other thing I can talk about later, but I can talk about it here, is the whole idea of this financial situation with Rudy and Sam. And so I took it up on myself to, I guess, try to find out what was happening, and because I never received any notification when they went out to Rudy. So I was thinking to myself, okay, what's happened? So I saw Rudy online, and I said to him, I just contacted him and said, you've been contacted a few times, and we need to resolve this. And he apologized. He said he did receive Miriam's emails or info, but he was very sick. And I said, well, you know, we really do need to address this. It needs to get off our plate. And so he said he would do it in the next few days, which he did. Subsequently, I found out the money was not deposited. So I said, can you send me the information that you sent to the bank? Because I wanted to make sure that it was done, and he actually did send it right away. So I'm not from the European Union, so I don't know exactly what the issue is. It seems that our information is incorrect, or there is something missing from the paperwork. So when Sam comes back, I sent him the information as well. And so when he comes back, I will go down to Prince Edward County, which is where he lives, 2 hours away from me, and go to the bank with him to make sure that we're both there and that the information is correct. I think it is from our side that the issue is, or there's some legalities that we're not aware of. So I receive money all the time as payment, and, you know, you give the correct information and the money's transferred. I mean, we all have that from ICANN as well. So I'm not quite sure exactly what the problem is, but I will follow it through and deal with it. So that's what I have to say for that. It is not an ICANN problem, as it's trying to be made out to be. It is it's simply the wrong information that's on the transfer documents. And I see that Raul is on the line. Maybe he has taken a look at the paper and he can shed some light on the European side that we should be addressing, because I just can't see why a Canadian bank would not receive that money. There is no reason. Raul, are you on the line? No. I can't hear him.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
All right, yeah, sorry. I'm just a little unfamiliar with this WebEx technology, but yeah. I'm finally here. So if Sam's given the correct details for the bank to process the transaction, I don't see any reason why. I mean, did I miss something from the beginning? You were explaining that, was there something that the bank didn't have enough information or?
Right. The bank, according to Rudy, that's why I asked him to send us the information, there is something that's not correct, and it indicates that it's from Sam's side or our side.
Not again.
Yeah. So that's Rudy's, I guess that's what Rudy's saying. What I'm saying is I'm going to, when Sam is away, otherwise I would have done this before this call, I would have actually gone down with him to the bank. He lives about 2 hours away, but he's away in China, and I've asked him to check to make sure, since we do have the papers, to make sure that it aligns, and then he went quiet. So, but that's what happened last year when I asked him to deal with it almost a year. It's actually 14 months ago. He says, well, when I have time, I'm traveling. Then it got postponed for 8 months, and now it's an urgency issue. But
right.
On our side, it is not our SAM side. It is, there is no reason.
We're just relaying the information here.
It's Sam. So what I'm going to suggest, if the EC is okay, is that I take this over and deal with it myself.
Right. Yeah. That could be. I mean, it's really weird that, like, it's Sam's account, right? So he should be able to, like, give the numbers. And I'm not sure, like.
So from the European side, do you know anything about what's needed in terms of the transfer?
If Rudy has said that there's not, like, something's incorrect, that's different than some information missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're just cross-referencing the information that Sam sent them, but hard to say now that Sam's not here.
Right. So I will dialogue with Sam, but I will actually do, I'll just ask him for any information that he has, but I will actually do the work to work with Rudy to get it. And I'm going to go down to the Royal Bank. Now, it's not the the one that's at the account's at is near Sam's, but I'm going to see that we get it transferred here, if the EC is okay with it, I'll take it over and deal with it myself.
Right. I guess that's the sure way to, like, one way that can be sure that it's taken care of.
Because I deal with collecting money from both from the foundation's point of view and from business point of view and pay out, so I'm used to doing that.
So right.
I've never in 25 years had an issue, so I'm not quite sure why there's an issue.
Yeah. Hey, how about you just give you could just give your account details and then make the transfer to Sam and the rest of the NPOC account. Because you must be able to give international bank account details to Rudy that he can pay to. I'd be totally fine for you having that money until you pay it out to Sam and to NPOC.
I could do that. It's very easy to
yeah.
do.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ponslo is speaking. I just want to concur with Raul because since Ponslo is speaking for the record, since you said you are taking it over, Juan, I think the easiest way to do it, since we are going back and forth on these banking issues, and I don't think what the European banks do, because you have IBAN number, you have SWIFT code, they are all it's normal processes. So you just take it over and Rudy wires the money to you, and you disburse according to MPOC account and to Sam. I think he solves the whole problem. Then we'll know this chapter will be closed. You know, I'm just concurring with Raul. Yeah.
Okay. So typically, what would happen if the foundation receives it, we put it in
mm-hmm.
something called restricted accounts. It means it can only be used for the what it's intended to use for. So we can't use
right.
for operation or you know engagement or anything like that. So that's where it would go, and then
yeah.
Then it's dispensed as it's directed. So I do that for lots of people. So
right. Well, but so you have a restricted account like that, or
yeah.
I mean, I'd be yeah, because I mean I'd be totally up for just putting it to any account that you say that it's fit, and like we just take it from there. Like,
okay, so
it'll be easy enough to see the receipts of the transaction, so there's
right.
like no way to anything go wrong.
Well, what I will do is I can do that, and then my accountant comes and does the bulk. I can have him do a report, so you can see that it's in the account and what's spent and what's not spent, what's dispensed and what's left. So
right.
So
and we can just you can send it an email where you like we can send an email from the XCOM to Rudy, ask it to pay it to your account so that there will be no issue of sort
right.
of is this the right thing to do kind of thing.
Right.
So
it has to,
yeah.
It has to. I have to have a motion that I'm actually receiving it and that I was
yeah yeah
asked to
totally
receive it. Yeah. Okay. Is everyone else in agreement with that, because we need to get this off the done.
Yeah, we need to get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
All right. So then I will write something to the EC to say that I'm proceeding with this and that where it will be placed and what the reporting will be. How's that?
Sounds excellent.
Okay, great. Geez, why didn't I think of that? And then we will ask, then the subsequent action to that is that we'll ask that the existing account be closed, because that's also an operational issue.
Right.
So one thing at a time, though.
Yeah. Let's do this final. I think Rudy will also realize that, okay, like we are doing it now in a different way, so like we're sort of serious about making it happen.
And there's no personality conflict.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I'm just writing in restricted funds. All right. Yeah, because I mean, there you have to say where the money comes from and what it is. Allocated for.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's fine. All we need is like the receipt from the account that you're using that it's come from Belgium, and then
yes.
we just like make the transactions to Sam and the rest to NPOC, and that's all.
That's right. Okay, great. So Canadian law just says that as long as you know where the funds are coming from, what it's being used for, and it's not, for me, it, the Patriot Act says that I know that it's not an illegal fund sort of thing. So.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And we know that it's not illegal, but we need to get done. All right. Great. So, like I said, I will write something up, and then I will contact Rudy and try to resolve this and as soon as possible then.
Great.
All right. So that's those were my actions from the last time. The election notification was, we're going to talk about elections in a minute, but I sent that out as a draft as well, so we can do that under elections, under number three. Any actions from the last time that's not listed in the agenda that anybody wants to bring attention to?
Well, there was the thing that if Tapani will be coming to Panama.
Right. So.
As the mentor.
Yes.
Like Martin and. I think all we needed was the confirmation from Destiny if he can be the mentee.
Right.
And then we can submit the form to ICANN.
Right. And when is that due? Do you know?
I think it was 16th of April.
Ooh.
So pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay. So did you, do you want to lead that, or, I know that, Martin was involved with the onboarding, so I was leaving it to him, but if the 16th is
right.
On, that's next Monday, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's really soon.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the only thing we really need now is Destiny's confirmation that he is coming.
Right.
And that's it. So, and I think Martin has already pinged him a few times. So
well,
I guess.
Yeah, I can call. Like he lives in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I can if I can't get a hold of him, I can call my friend Louis who works with him.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we just need him to know that we need to know this soon, you know, like,
right.
You know, the sooner the better, really.
Okay, so I will do that today, and if I don't get a hold of him today, I will let, and I'll still ask Martin to like, it doesn't matter that it comes from two sides, but what we need is
right.
The answer and confirmation that he has his visa.
Mm. Yep.
Because last time he was willing and able, but his visa, he didn't tell me about his visa. He's not a Canadian citizen.
Mm-hmm.
So on the U.S. Or international paperwork, well, I don't know if Panama counts, but, you know, he would have to have... do you need a visa if you're a African?
Yeah, I don't know. Panama... I would think Panama is quite lax about that kind of stuff.
Right. So, okay, so I will make sure he addresses that. Now, if he cannot go, who else do we have in this short period?
Well, I don't have any ideas.
So we're talking about onboarding, right?
Yes.
I don't know, but you were talking about Destiny, but I am wondering what about Ori or something like her.
So she's already on the onboarding, but she cannot make it to Panama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I already asked her.
And the mentor in this case is Agustina, or Agustina can't either.
So Agustina and Martin are the mentors to Oria is a replacement for Agustina, so she would be aligned with Martin. So that's an existing relationship. This is for nominations for a new mentor situation.
Okay.
So what we need is not someone that's existing, but someone that is going to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we can't get an answer from Destiny or can't think of anyone new, better, I can be ready.
Yeah.
Or
I wanted to address it so that we're thinking about it.
No. I was thinking maybe Caleb or something that people that manifest interest in us from the beginning, the meetings before, but it's not. I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just think about it anyway. I always like to have a backup. That's just how I function. So, all right. So I'm going to put that as high priority for us to get done.
Yeah, but if we can't find anyone, like seriously, I could be the mentee. I got funding to come there, so
okay.
Like I think that's pretty much the only criteria you need.
Right. Okay. All right, great. So we can tell Tapani. So we have a backup. We have a plan and a backup plan. I like that. All
yeah,
right,
it's good to have those.
Yes. Yes, I can't function unless I have something like that. And I was like, oh, what do I do now? So the next one is events and updates, and, of course, ICANN62. Miriam and I had a discussion on April just a few days ago. So we were discussing the rollout for our plans for Panama. And there are three things that are on the schedule. One is the policy webinar. Obviously, we have to have an EC meeting, a constituency day, and possibly an outreach day. So let's go one by one. The policy webinar, Miriam, asked you to check if we actually had to be there for day zero because nobody has that answer right now. Were you able to clarify?
Hi, John. Yes, I was told that the policy course is on the 24th.
On the 24th, so they are going to, so people have to arrive on that day and go to the webinar.
I think people are arriving on the 23rd, if I'm correct. I'm not sure.
On the 23rd?
Raul, can you remind me? I think, are you arriving 23rd?
My accommodation starts on the 23rd, yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so.
Okay, so mine is on the 24th.
And you're attending the policy course, right? The NCSG policy course.
Capacity building. Is
yeah.
that the one?
Yeah.
Sorry, which one is this? Is that for the capacity building, the leadership course?
Yeah, it's for the policy webinar for the capacity building. It's supposed to be on day zero.
Yeah.
So that's the NCSG one.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's on the 24th. That's my understanding that it's on the 24th. So it's starting on the 24th.
Okay,
which is
so.
The Sunday.
Mm-hmm. They always tell me I have approved hotel check-in, and then they say no hotel. Okay, as a Sunday. So I arrive on the 24th.
Oh, okay. Maybe you might want to plug that up with CT then and let them know that you're attending a meeting on the 24th and it wouldn't be possible.
Okay, so overall then, is everyone else okay to try to for the policy meeting then? They're arriving in time other than me?
I think that.
What is the policy meeting?
Sorry?
It's monthly. When is the policy meeting?
It's on the 24th.
Okay.
It's a capacity building program, they call it, actually. So, Raul, you're okay, and Juan, you're okay as well?
Yeah, I am checking, but I have no confirmation, but I have approved from 23, but I have no confirmation about the date yet.
Okay, all right. So,
Yeah, approved check-in 23rd, but I have no confirmation yet.
Well, I'm approved too, but I don't have a hotel. And okay, I will look after myself then. So make sure
like
that when you... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing, I remember that the capacity building would start on the 23rd already.
That's right. That's what I heard as well.
Yeah, so even having accommodation from 23rd is already too late. You should have it from 22nd because at least I will have like 18 hours of flight behind me.
Yeah, well,
if I go to capacity building, it won't be there. Won't be much capacity to share, you know.
Right, I know it's the same here. They sent me the same dates, and it's like I'm arriving after 7.5 hours traveling. Never mind all the getting to the airport and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not going to worry about it. You know, it's it almost killed me in Singapore when I did that. So, all right. So if everyone could be aware of the date and when you're trying to book your travel, okay? Any other issues around the travel then that we're aware of, other than dealing with Destiny and his visas if he needs it? No, we're good?
Well,
all right.
But actually, about EuroLeague, I asked Mariam and Adam to sort of find out if I can actually go to EuroLeague, because apparently Georgia is just outside Europe with the ICANN definition. So they're still like checking that out, but EuroLeague is in the beginning of June, so I hope that will get resolved soon. And in other news, I'm coming to Toronto. We're going to Barrie with Teemu from Open Knowledge Finland, and we're going there on the. We arrive in Toronto already on the 9th of May.
Right.
And we're going to stay 10 days around there. First, there's like an open data conference in Barrie that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back to Toronto and RightsCon starts on the 16th.
Right. So Barrie is the opposite of where I live.
Oh, okay.
But it's not that far. Well, it's maybe 2 hours away.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure we'll meet up in Toronto. So.
Mm. Yep.
Okay. So. We're able from the remember when we worked on the financial submission for the what's it called, the ABR, we're able to have someone from a developing country go to Panama as well.
I think it was like indigenous.
Did we define it? I have to take a look at that.
No, I mean, sorry, can you, like, somebody from the developing country that NPOC would be...
Yeah,
is
able to attend.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know if those ABRs, when will they be accepted? I guess that's sort of...
We were approved.
On all of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we
I think we had things like boots for
so
IDF.
So who are we selecting if we are approved? Who are we selecting?
Sorry?
I said, since we are approved, if we are going to do a selection process, it should be from, since Panama is, I mean, is within the Latin America, so that developing country is, in that category should be someone from Latin America.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we take a look at what we proposed, and since it's approved, I'll send the proposal, and then everyone can look and we can define who could go and or identify someone. How's that?
So we just look at our database, since you have the all the organizations that are there, and then we look for those members who are in Latin America.
Yeah, from the area, right.
Yeah, from the area, then it's easier for logistics basis.
Yeah. Okay. That's
and
a good
then maybe
idea.
We can use that as a model that
yeah.
based on, if we are looking at developing country, based on where the meetings will look from that region. Of course, if it's in Europe, Europe is not a developing country, but we can look from Eastern Europe or something like Georgia and all those other places.
Right.
Pakistan, we have members. You know, that's how I will do it.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea. So I'll revisit that.
John?
Yes?
Sorry, my apologies. I just wanted to plug that the ABR language, I have copied and pasted it in the chat.
Yeah.
For everyone to read.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so someone who's already participated, well, we'll just have to be aware of that. Okay, great. Thanks, Marion. All right. So we'll schedule the EC because that's pretty easy, and the constituency day. Now, constituency day, we need to identify presenters for the day. And one of the things that I want to suggest is to have, if he's going, is someone from PIR, Public Interest Registry. Raul and I spoke with actually the CEO of PIR in Puerto Rico, and he wanted to meet with us for breakfast but was unable to. So I wanted to follow up with that relationship and see if how we can work together, since their mandate is not-for-profits as well. And maybe they could come and talk to us on Constituency Day to tell us about their programs and how we can collaborate and all that kind of stuff. And I think that would be a really good draw for not-for-profits. I mean, we can do one of two things. We can have it for the outreach meeting or the constituency day or both to reach not-for-profits. So that would be one of the suggestions of a presentation for our constituency day. How's that?
Is it the same PIR?
Public Interest Registry.
Yes, the people where Diaz used to be. I don't know whether he's still there.
I think Paul Diaz, Brian Shute.
Yes.
Yeah.
They supported MPOC in those before.
Yes. Now, they wouldn't be supporting us in terms of funds, obviously from past history, but what they suggested is that they would support us through NCSG. So obviously they're looking for accountability. So that's fine. But we still need a relationship with them in terms of co-hosting an event for the outreach meetings or something like that. That's kind of what I had in, and they could sponsor that, which would come from their. They're just paying for it. We're just collaborating with it, so make it easy for them. I was thinking of something like that.
So when are you going to start that?
I'm asking if everybody's okay with that so that I can speak with them about that.
I'm okay with that. What I will say is... what I will say, one, is... We should look at the possibility, since they said of in terms of accountability and everything through MCSG. In that same meeting, we should have, when you discuss with them, we should be looking at doing something together.
Well, we did that. We can do that, but I think we need to do an outreach for MPOC in terms of the not-for-profits, so that we're branded with the not-for-profits.
Yeah, so when do you want to do this event, and when do you want to start working with them? That's what I'm saying. Are you starting to work with them now?
Yes.
Or I mean, is it in Panama?
Yes.
Or is it after Panama?
It is for Panama, because Panama has the highest registration of not-for-profits. Their headquarters
okay.
are there. Now, I don't know if there's actually activities or operational offices, but there are registered headquarters in Panama, which is different than operations office, of course. So obviously,
okay, then go for it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Joan.
Yes.
I just want that clarity. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Go ahead, Juan.
Joan. I think that maybe we could to get in touch with IPANDETEC, the Panamanian organization that spoke in Puerto Rico. Maybe do you remember? Maybe they can help us to reach some NGOs, or I don't know that they are working with the government, but maybe they can help us to reach those organizations, I think.
Yeah, we should always work with a local organization. That's how I'd like to do it. So that would be an excellent way to do that. Now, I don't know if you remember the name, the organization. Of course, I don't speak Spanish, but and the person. But I can track
it
down.
Yeah, it's IPANDETEC. IPANDETEC, and the person is Leah, I think, or... I don't know. I don't remember. I have two contacts from that organization. So maybe I can make the contact.
Okay. So what can I put you to lead that then?
Okay. Okay. I started to do that.
Okay. Great. And so realize that we, you know, April, May, June, it's only 3 months away. So so basically the messaging is that we want to invite not-for-profits from Panama, and we're going to tell them who we are, and it's a whole outreach event. And so we would like to collaborate, use the word collaborate as opposed to partner, because in Canada that has a legal definition. So,
okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'll do it. I'll do that. Okay.
Okay. Great. Wonderful. And so I will continue with PIR. So anybody can think of any organizations that first work with the Panamanian. We'll see what one comes up with. And any other suggestions for speakers. Raul, if I could suggest, maybe do another presentation on the GDPR. As well,
maybe someone from LACNIC or something like that, the registry for Latin America, maybe Oscar Robles or something like that. I don't know, maybe. Yeah, could be.
Yeah, no, that would be great. Yeah.
Okay. I will try to contact with
me learning. This doesn't require me learning Spanish, does it?
That's your opportunity. First Puerto Rico, then Panama, and finally Barcelona. You have to do this here.
Sorry. I'm a Spanish wannabe speaker. All right, so that's a good start for Constituency Day and for the outreach. So the outreach is... we're going to work with the if they agree, the Panamanian organization and possibly PIR. All right. So, any questions, issues regarding those? No, we're good. Great. All right. Let's go to the elections. So the elections are due when we call it, of course, but we have to give 60 days notification on the website. I've sent the draft notification for everyone. Please look it over and see if the dates are good. You can read and interpret what 60 days actually mean. You know, is it interpreted that it's 60 days? I interpreted that it had to be 60 days notice then the election the last time, which was really 90 days. And to cover myself, I followed that pattern. But it could be that you put the notification up and it's 60 days, but I didn't want someone to be combing our website and say, So I just followed the more than 60 days agenda. So that's the reason for the dates. And it's not clear, I looked it up, it's not clear when the new EC takes over. What I was told was that elections are made in the before October, and then the last meeting of the existing EC is in October, and then it goes to the new. I see nowhere where it defines that, but that's what's always been done. But it makes sense because other constituencies follow that as well. You can't just give up. There has to be an actual meeting where this is the end of this current one, so that makes sense to me. So anyway, look it over, and if two things that has to happen. One, we have to send it out on the discuss list, and two, before it's sent out, it has to be on the website for reference. So the date to send out is on the 15th, so that's also time for us to put it on the website. Okay?
Sorry, 15th, is that Sunday?
It's Monday, I believe. Maybe it's Sunday.
I mean,
it is Sunday. I can change it to Monday.
Okay.
I could change
it to
Monday.
Just in a few days. All right.
Did you want me to change it to Monday?
Monday would be better, yeah.
Okay, so all of the other dates then would you just change as well, one day over. So I will do that. So change to Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, elections. Okay.
Unless somebody else can put it on the website before that, but...
No, it's better for me to change it if you see you'd have... So you're saying the notification will be sent out on Monday, and you'll be able to do it, have it on the website on Monday?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Our time difference helps there, too.
Yes. Okay, so April 16th. All right. And Juan, did you want to send it out, or do you want me to send it out?
I don't know if you as you prefer. I can send it out to the mailing list. I can also update it in our website, but. The mailing, it has to go out on 16th?
Yes. No, I wrote it for the 15th.
Or before that.
No, I dated it from the 15th and then 60 days for the notification. So I can change it for the 16th or leave it at the 15th if you can update the website.
Yeah, it can be done. It's not too much work. It's like I can do the. I think that it could be better that it has published on website from 15. Just for the 16, it's already there.
Right. Okay, so...
So we start to count from 16.
Right. Okay, so are you okay with that, Raul? So Juan is saying he can update the website for the 15th, and then...
Okay.
If you're going to update it, we can send it out, because It's just a matter of sending out to the list.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I could probably do it on, like, put the message that you sent, the one that's on the program, I can probably send that out tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, on the website. I can put it on the website.
Okay.
But I'll let you to take care of the mailing itself.
Right. Okay. So Raul, you will update the website
tomorrow.
For the 15th. Okay, because we do not want to announce it and it's not on the website.
Yeah, won't be.
Okay. All right. And so, and then the mailing list. So, Juan, you'll send it out then?
Yep.
Okay, and so you'll do the banner and everything, so because we're trying to brand, right? So, all right.
Yeah.
On the final copy, and leave the dates as they are. Then. Yes, if we're going to update it anyway, we may as well just leave it.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you're finding that it's not going to be done, just let me know because it's just a matter of changing it to the next day, okay?
All right, yeah, no problem. Right. I should be able to do that in, like, a few minutes. Should we make an additional page for that, like, or do we have already, like, a page for announcements?
There's news, and then there's also elections. So whatever,
okay.
Wherever you
can
put it.
I can put it to both.
Yeah, we can link it. So one, then you when you send it out, also link it to the website that they can go for the information. That we actually satisfy that it's on the website. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll post
okay.
it somewhere and then paste the link to the other place.
Right. So everyone on the call has to consider what their timelines are in terms of their representation. In their positions, and do they want to run again? And I know that it's I'll let everybody make their own decisions, but you also have to think about that as well.
All right.
Okay, and anybody else that it will be really nice to have an election, not an acclamation. So let's try to publicize this as much as possible.
Yeah. We could also publish that we're looking for a mentee for NPOC, because I think now if there's like if Martin is or Tapan is the third one, then I think the onboarding program pays for two, so
right.
we could really have anybody NPOC member who wants to be active and wants to go there.
Mm-hmm.
As a mentee, it'd be nice if it was like a newcomer.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
go ahead.
No, you said that, and I don't know why I thought in Remy, right? I don't know why, but it's of course we are working to attract newcomers.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the other thing, too, is that if someone has been active and they need some help in moving them along as well, you know, we can take that position.
Right.
Just because a rule is there doesn't mean we can't break it. or question it. So, all right. So can we go back to the agenda then, please, Miriam? Just a couple things regarding the election. As long as we send it out, and I wanted to talk a little bit about another. We're right there anyway. EC activities. So, updates. I just gave the financial. I don't think we have to go through that again.
No.
Website. We've talked about that. Any other input for the website? I just started as a basic just to start it because sometimes if you don't start something, it just seems to linger.
Yeah, well, I did run into something that might be of interest to NPOC, and that's like there's Google AdWords for not-for-profit organizations.
Right.
So, and that's actually a fairly hefty sum. I think it was like $10,000 in advertisement in a month. Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So we should look into that.
Wow, I wonder what that entails. Yeah, so put that on the architecture's. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, should really take advantage of that.
Was there anything else that anybody, just, I think the link is there. I can send the link again. If anybody want to add anything, like I said, one of the most important things for me right now is that we start to engage in addition to the policy information, and Juan will talk about the first one that we sent out in a minute, but also that the members start to see themselves on the website.
Yeah.
I think that is so important for engagement.
Yeah. Yeah, according to the website, I have been talked with Gloria, and she's working on that. And I had with her another doc, but it's just to show her about the actual architecture for our website. And I also shared your document yesterday, and she's working on that, and I am still talking with her, and maybe she's going to show some preview according to the new ideas that we have in our charter, in our website, according to the table that you designed yesterday. So I think that soon, I hope, we will have some something to show, right? Because I assigned her that architecture task because it's our regional fellowship or blah blah blah. We're going to Panama with us. So I think that she.
A little bit about Gloria and her background, so that everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I share your document to be on the same page. That's the actual that we did before, and this is the idea for the new one. So she's going to start to working on from the table, from the ideas.
Yeah. So
from that
ground. What I was asking is just tell us a little bit about her and her background.
Ah, okay. She was a developer for Mozilla Firefox. She was a representative for Firefox in Colombia and in Latin America community. So I don't know how many years, but now she's in a ministry of agriculture here, developing projects. But I know she's working also with a Charisma Foundation that is they work with digital governance and internet governance rights, and also there is also in internet governance roundtable from Colombia, and she's a kind of Raul in free software activist, right? I don't know too much for her, but
I know, Joanne,
yes.
And Ponsley is speaking. Basically, let me talk about Charisma. If she does talk with Charisma, it's a very good organization because I do work with Charisma in Colombia. And Charisma, they work on digital rights and security, and they really work in a lot of the interiors and parts of Colombia because I'm a fellow for the Open Technology Fund, and my colleague, Stefan, he's from the same Charisma organization. So I know, like, what they do. They really do a lot with digital rights and advocacy on trying to keep people to have safer internet connectivity and stuff like that. So, I mean, if she does that and combine with an agricultural working, that is great. Just to break it down for you. Sorry, Joanne.
That's okay. So we're talking about the website. Will she be able to put content for the website?
She are working on that. She are working on architecture and also in content because we already have the content. We are just organizing, right?
That's right. That's right. Okay, great. We also
John.
Yeah.
Maybe I can share all of you if you want. If all of you want the letter that she sent in her application for ICANN62. If you want to read it, she spoke some of her experience inside ICANN and experience of work also in that letter. If you want to read, I can share you.
Okay, that'll be great. And I don't think I sent her a formal welcome or anything like that. I don't think. I know I copied her on some information, but if you could send me her contact information so that I can just send her a quick introduction to the committee and welcome her to the committee, and I'll copy everyone as well.
What? Okay. Excuse me, I get lost.
No, I was just saying if you could send me her contact information, I think I have it, but I'll send her an official welcome to the committee as well.
Okay.
Or welcome to MPOC anyway, to helping us with the website. Now, this is the content.
Hello.
And architecture.
Is she going to be in Panama with you guys?
She is going to Panama, yes.
Okay.
Now we do have we have funds available for the website.
Yeah.
So do we need to use that funds? Is she looking? She's not looking to get paid for this, right?
No.
Okay. So do we need someone to craft the look and feel of the website still? Program it. Do we still need that? Because if we don't apply for it before June, it's gone.
I don't know.
I think we should have somebody to get the AdWords working with our page.
Yeah.
And maybe look at the search engine optimization a little.
Right.
And maybe the sort of general feel about it. I mean, if we're getting 9,000 a year, we should really utilize more of that. So far, we're only paying for the hosting,
yeah,
which was for last year was only 15 euros. So,
right.
So there's a lot of capacity that we're not really tapping at all.
Okay, so we need a sort of a developer, right?
Web page developer.
Yeah, I know people here, but who is going to sort of be the person that oversees this? Is it you, Raul? Is it Juan? Because it should be near to the person, like if it could be in the same vicinity.
Right.
you know.
Also on content management right? The web portal now, it uses a content management system.
Yeah, we have WordPress.
Yeah,
WordPress. So basically what I would say within within the community, if it's going to be done, we can start getting, as a way of our outreach, get some university students within your places that are working on it to help out on it and volunteer some time on it.
Yeah, who's going to oversee them? I work a lot with...
Who deals with communication? It's Johan that deals with communication, right? Right now, so he oversees them.
Yeah, well, what we need, I think it's
that's
a great idea.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's a great idea to have that. I'm talking about the initial design and development of the site, and then we can engage people to help us with, putting resources and links and things like that. But what I'm looking for
is... That's what Gloria wants to do now, isn't it, to develop the sites.
I thought she was developing it in terms of the content, but not the program per se. Am I missing something?
I thought it was the whole development.
So, Juan, is that what she's doing?
No, she's working on architecture side, right? Because we have that organization, the content.
Right.
I'm sorry, for me.
Yeah. No, we need a program developer. I can find someone I can look for someone, I guess. It has to be someone that's third party, that's not associated with us, that gets paid, that's a company that's doing it, or person.
Yeah.
I would feel much better.
So, Joanne, do it. You're in Canada, there, do it. I mean, you must know people, so we get it, since it hasn't been affiliated with.
Do you want me to look for someone, guys, just to do the design and programming?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do the proposals. I think that we will need the proposals about the design of the website, and maybe Joan has one, Ponsel has another one. I know that Raul also, and maybe we can share that and evaluate and decide, I think.
Yeah, great.
Okay. I don't think we should say everybody look for someone. For easier something, if we say that, okay, we agree for Joanne to look for somebody, okay, we can say, oh, Joanne, reach out within our network in Canada there. We need three proposals. So she gets three proposals. So we know it's just coming from one area. So it won't be like, how are we going to do, look for some people, Ponsley looking for some people and stuff like that. So we just know, okay, Joanne has been taxed. Look for three proposals. Of course, the people want the people to be familiar with WordPress, so we do some WordPress. And then from there, we take it from there, the proposals that suits us, that looks sustainable, because that's what I'll be looking at. If tomorrow the designer decides to go away, somebody can, and of course, it's open source, then we go for it. That's what I will say.
So here are the issues that I see. It's April, and we have to spend the money by June. So in order to engage someone, it has to be relatively soon. So... otherwise, it's the new funds, and hopefully that's still available after that. So that's a decision. If we go to the proposal stage, I think either way we should get more than one proposal, to be honest. Doesn't matter who, if it's a number of us or I get three people. Whatever it is, it has to be relatively quick. So,
can I suggest something?
Yeah.
Ponsley speaking. Okay, my suggestion. Since you said anybody can get somebody, I don't want to go personally to look for that kind of person, but what we should do if Juan decides he has some people to inform, inform them. If Raul decides that he has some people to inform, inform them. If you two inform, all those proposals that come in through, we can tweet about it, or MPOC looking for a web developer, tweet about it, and see, please email, you know, so-and-so with a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, we can do that, and we put a timeline.
Yeah.
And proposal closes maybe ending of April or first week of May, since it's when it has to be done before June ending, and then we move ahead. That's what would be my suggestion.
Okay, great suggestions, guys. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write a document and start it called Terms of Reference for a Website Developer. And then, for example, there's the, Marian pointed out, there's the online web designers. We can send them the Terms of Reference, and we can identify people in the next, say, let's say 3 weeks, because it's probably not going to get done before that, and send it to them and ask for responses. But everybody gets the same terms of reference so that we know when we're choosing that they're answering the questions equally and fairly. How's that?
John?
That's perfect. I think it's good.
Yeah, so like I was saying, I was just suggesting 99 Designs. If you guys want to go through that route, it's really easy to use. You get maybe 4 or 5 people who will, based on, like you're saying, the document of reference,
mm-hmm.
they will design, like a WordPress or whatever CMS you want to use,
mm-hmm.
and then you can choose from there. So it's open competition, and
mm-hmm.
it's not that expensive, but it gives you, you know, you get really great designers there, and it gives you a whole lot to choose from.
Now, do you know anyone that has used them?
Yes.
Okay, and they were happy?
Yeah, I mean, because you get like 4 or 5, well, if you want 10 designers, you know, so they will all design whatever it is you put on paper, and then you choose the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a bit like with our flyer and brochure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean everything. But, I mean, flyer and brochure, we can do that with ICANN.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's a bit of budget for that. But, yeah. With this one, you know, app development, lots of things you can do using 99 Designs. It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's make the decision then. Are we going to – obviously, we should use that path as well. So that's great, Miriam. What do you guys want to do then? Do we go that path or do we do several paths? That's the question.
I think that the best thing is, like you said before, the term of reference, and do it quickly, and okay, who presented, and that can be just writing that you said, that the term of reference, and we pick from a candidate that came from us, because I think that all of us know any at least one web developer.
Right.
So
I'll start the. So then let's go that route. Then I'll start the terms of reference. So we can start to add to it as well, and then let's try to send it out in the. Let's say by completed in by the so it's the 11th. Let's say by the 25th of April, the references to be sent out. How's that?
That's good.
Okay, great.
Yeah, good.
Does that work?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, great. All right. All right, let's so Juan, did you want to talk a little bit about the accreditation model and the comments and any suggestions of to make it easier for participation? And by the way, thank you so much for doing it. That was great.
Excuse me, are you talking? I'm sorry. I'm getting lost.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about the the accreditation model comments. So thank you for doing them, first of all. I just want to say that. And secondly, is there a way that you would suggest that could be easier for us to be to participate that you came across? Just if you want to comment on that. This is the way we're going.
I think that we need to continue to do this. I think this in this case it was because we should ask directly to do that. We need to say something. I had to study about accreditation models and something like that. I know that maybe the statement is not too deep and too extensive and that, but it's like the start. But I know that with the participation of all of us, we can do this better. And I think that we are starting to make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I think it was great to work on it, and you're right, you know, you have to know sort of the background, but regardless of that, that's one of the things that is a stumbling block for me. But in any case, for example, NCSG will have comments. I think we should now be starting to look at those comments and then doing them as a Google Doc, commenting and submitting them starting now.
Yeah, in some cases, the comments from NCSG, of course, are aligned with us, but many people of NCSG is lawyer. So the terms that they used are a lawyer terms, and any of us is lawyer, but we have another perspective of the same subject, and that we can add from our part, I think.
Yeah, so we could, you know, they can talk about the legal side of things, but we can also talk about more about the social impact of things and point those out.
Yeah, that's it.
Just to make ourselves, you know, it's no sense just saying, yes, we agree. because the thing is that something might be legal, but, you know, how does it impact on a community? I often say people hide behind policies. Oh, that's not our policy. Well, yeah, but people are hurting, you know. So we can take that aspect. But we can also agree with NCSG because we are NCSG members as well.
Yeah, we I think as NGOs or non-for-profit, we are a social sensitive, and I think that we can add that. We can add that social sensitive to our perspective that you said. How this can affect our users?
Yeah. So starting with the list that you sent out was really good as well. So, all right. So starting now, since we started with the accreditation model, we may as well continue with it. All right. So next is membership. I want to talk a little bit about that. I'm not to report how many members. Ganga can tell us that in a minute. But I asked Miriam for a list of the members and where they're from and their contact information and website. And I thought what I would do, I haven't done it yet because, Miriam, I'm not sure if you sent it. I know Ganga sent a list for me. But here's what my thinking is, that what I'm looking for is to actually put our members in their regions. So I have a regional database, and then each of us in our region will be the lead for that region. And so that there's a face to the EC, to our members. So now we're, one, identifying where our members are regionally. Two, there's a representative, not official representative because we haven't done that, but there's a face to the EC within that region, and that there is some sort of engagement and outreach to know what's happening in a given region. And I think that's something that would align with what our website architecture is doing. So there's a, you know, here's a regional representative, here's a profile for the organization, and then what the purpose of the database that I'm doing is to identify, why I ask for the websites, is to identify what issues those organizations are dealing with, and so that when we have to do the comments, we can send it to that organization and say, okay, you know, here is an issue that MPOC is dealing with within NCSG or ICANN. Would you wish to have some input? So there's a direct expertise recognition and regional engagement. What does everybody think? It sounds complicated, but it's not really. Hello? Hello?
Okay, yes.
Yes, it's clear. It's clear, Joanna. I have you. Sorry, I was on mute. Fonsley speaking.
Sorry, Fonsley, can't hear you. Can you speak up?
Okay, I said it makes sense what you just said, as the grouping them to regions and everything. And I don't know, because this call we are having, I know this is an ESCOM call. But we used to have a membership call before. I think,
right.
I don't know, that membership call should come up, because what is happening now, you discover that we are just having a meeting among ourselves, and we have people there, whether they are, some of them don't respond, the list of over 40 plus members don't respond to emails and everything. I think after this, we should be thinking of getting a membership call. Let us see which people will show up in this meeting, and then we'll also discuss it, because it's important we start doing this membership call. You know, because it's a brilliant idea, but just as with the policy too, when I had the membership list, I looked at who was doing what and what, and I emailed all of them. Nobody responded. Nobody responded. So I will buy the idea, but I want us, as before we start contacting them, let us do a policy, let us do a membership call and put it to the membership, and let us see who will show up in the membership call from our members.
Well, it's a great idea to have a membership call, but I can tell you from being involved in the membership and doing sending information, we scheduled them and no one showed up except the EC and maybe one or two people that were on the involved peripherally. And I think that part of what happened was people were saying, okay, I'm on a call, I'm going to hear about what they're doing, but I'm not involved. So what I'm saying is that we get people involved and then, you know, have a scheduled call and this way there's buy-in and there's, you know, someone they can contact. So we're building an infrastructure other than just another call.
Joan, excuse me. I remember that Joan, I'm sorry, Maryam sent one MPOC member list just a few days ago with a regional affiliation and this thing. I don't remember well, but I put the link on the chat, and maybe it's the same job that is Ganga doing. So we could add the to not do, it's just to not duplicate the effort.
Yeah, well, I asked Maryam not Ganga, but I was going to ask Ganga to do something else, but in any case, so that's exactly what I wanted, was what Miriam sent me, the organization, the country, the representative, and the website, so that we can now identify who's doing what. And I think that we start to drill down on how do we communicate with these people, how, you know, and identify how they can be involved. We need to tell them how. So. All right, thank you for that. I see that. Thank you, Miriam. I have to look why I didn't get that one. All right, but anyway, that's my proposal for membership. The second thing is, Ganga, if you could tell us how many members we have, new members in particular. And I was not sent the email of the new organization, and so that person, that organization has not been welcomed. And I think I sent asked Miriam for that contact information, because I always like to send a welcome email to each organization that joins. So, Ganga, how many members do we have in total? 87. Okay, great.
87.
Wow. So we're growing. So now we really need to drill down and start to engage them. All right. Yeah. Okay, great. There's a pie chart in Trello. Great. Great. Good job. The onboarding we talked about. Yes, Miriam, I do need the email addresses. Thanks. Talk about membership. Was there anything else to add for onboarding, Raul? We have our action.
No, that's about the onboarding.
Right, okay. Sorry, Consulate?
Yes, I'm Consulate speaking. I want to, it's a question on the onboarding.
Uh-huh.
Yes, how did Ore do? I think she was on the onboarding.
Yes. Oh,
yeah,
oh,
so I just wanted to know, because I didn't see any report on that or
Oh, she did an excellent on the onboarding. I can ask her to do a report quickly, or her and Martin. She did an excellent job on the constituency day. Excellent. I mean, she was, you know, literally popped into that position. She did a presentation at constituency day and talked about the onboarding program and the materials, and also introduced the booklet, which was a huge hit. Great job, everybody. I think that was so impressive. The business constituency really loved it, and a couple of things that they mentioned, the business constituency mentioned about the booklet, was that we used real pictures. We didn't use stock pictures. So they were like, oh, what a great idea. And I said, yeah, we're real people. So the next one for that, we should put, you know, a picture of the EC, things like that. That was just quickly done. But, yes, she did a great job. Unfortunately, could not make it to Panama. But she will become she will replace Agustina in that role. So you can, Ponsole, you can keep recommending people like Oria, okay?
Thanks a lot. I didn't know what... I didn't know how it went, since I didn't see anything, like I said, when we were having this meeting, you know, and I don't think we did well on pictures this time. I don't think we did well on pictures or anything like in our previous meeting. So I didn't see pictures, I didn't see tweets, I didn't see anything, something, so I said I will ask.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I took some pictures, but you're right. I will actually we should upload those to the sites as well, and that's something that we should get in the habit of as on the last day, to quickly do a report and upload pictures to the website. So reporting and pictures. Yeah, that's a good point, Fonsley. from meetings. Okay, fellows, I think we dealt with that as well. Juan, was there anything else you wanted to say about Gloria in terms of being a fellow?
No, I think I already said before.
Okay, great, thank you. And so next, policy statements for review. Did you have any statements for us to review on Pontelé?
No, let me, I'll give some updates. As you all know, I sit on this GMSO Standing Selection Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm there with, of course, we have two people from NCUC, Rafik and Renata. And one of the deliverables, our last deliverable was the charter, which has been reviewed, and there was no objections to the charter. You know, so that was good. And of course, the standing committee, our main task has been to prepare an issue called applications related to ICANN structure, such as review teams and the empowered committee. That has gone fine. Then, Is that from me?
I don't know. Is there a buzzing? Can you hear it?
Okay. I'm hearing a buzzing, but I don't think it's... Okay,
yeah.
I'll go ahead and talk. I discovered that MCSG, they submitted their comments late for the questionnaire. Of course, I was asked to do that, and I've done that, which I've sent off. And don't have objections, so that's been off. The other thing that I've worked on within the MCSG has been the data protection on who is registration, which Stefan was on, and I endorsed it. There was nothing on, I endorsed it as sitting on the PC of the MCSG, and of course the reserve form, which Aiden worked on. Which I also commented and went okay. But nothing has come up to me that I've seen within policy briefs that MPOC is supposed to respond to directly. The last one, which I did, was, of course, the fellowship, except there's something that came up that I didn't notice. So that's it for now, except if you have any questions for me.
So there are some due dates that are coming up. One posted them on the website. Can you go through those and craft any comments that we may need if it's applicable for us and create a Google Doc like what we just did for the accredited model so that we can all have input on it or agree with if we don't, you don't have to have input, you can agree as well.
Yes, I can.
So that we can, because that's what we're going to be focused on going forward.
Yes, I've looked at them, but not in much detail, but I will look at them in much detail, whether they are MPOC-centric with comments. If not, usually those sort of things sometimes is what the PC chair Rafik advises I go with. You know.
Yeah, because here's the thing. It's one thing for us as the EC to be commenting, but we need to craft those comments and send them to the members and saying, this is what we're going to be submitting. This is one way of engaging them as well. It has to be very integrated, and that's all I'm looking at it. How do we integrate what we do into what everyone else, what is the buy-in for everyone? So it's not just about us commenting, which I think that's what has been done in the past, is that we are actually dialoguing with our members as well. So that's why it's important to do it as soon as possible so that we can send it out and people can, you know, it's one way to engage them. They say, yes, I agree with it. Have you considered this? Things like that. So we're actually getting input from our members, not just...
I think it's good. we do that.
Yeah.
I think.
So the sooner we craft them when the before the due dates, the
Hello.
More the more time we have to
yes,
submit
them.
Yes,
I told you to go ahead.
So you'll look at
yeah,
it.
Yes, it's my Nigerian passport. I'm Nigerian. Yeah, I'm Nigerian.
I
yes.
Open mic.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent. We can hear you. Do you wanna please?
Hello.
Yeah. So the action
can I make
is.
A comment?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. For the fellowship consultations.
Mm-hmm.
When it was shared, when I did it, it was shared on the Google Docs. Did you share it with the community? You know, later I was waiting because the time was going before we sent it off. Did you share it with the members? I want it to be done now.
No, we did. I did not share it. I'm saying that going forward, this is what we're going to be doing.
Okay, okay. So this is something you just came up with. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. No, I don't do anything unless we all agree to it. I mean, that's we have to agree that's what we're going to do so that everybody's on the same page. So, all right. So you'll look at the list of public comments and craft something for us to and put them on the Google Docs so that we can and put the due dates as well so we're aware and so that when we send it out to the members we can tell them this is the information. And we should provide a link to the actual background if they people are so inclined to do it. So, again, you know, this is a comprehensive outreach that we need to do. All right. Any other reports then for working groups or anything like that? Sam's not here for the budget.
Yes. Working groups. I've been at you know since this new I'm used to the WebEx platform, but I will say that like the recent calls that has come in, either whether it's within the new generated top level domains, that was, I think we were one of the first people that used that platform and the WebEx and we dialed in some things didn't work. As they were to walk, and I think I attended the other one. So I wanted to know, I think Juan was in one of them. I wanted to know whether this, because I'm seeing it's trial. And when you have a big, when it's a small group like us, it looks fine. But when it's a big group with all these working groups, it looks a little bit complicated, especially in terms of interaction, who's speaking, and that like that. I don't want to do, but that's my experience in the last working group 2-3 calls I've attended with this WebEx.
So, are you saying you like it or dislike it? You're breaking up for me.
No, what I was saying, I said. Within the context of the last working group meetings I attended, when especially like the new generic top level domains where we are a lot, you know, it's to manage and the interaction and knowing who is doing what, it looks a little bit complicated. But for smaller groups like us, for EC meetings and stuff like that, it's good for MCSG meeting, for the MCSG meeting next week. I want to see how that will go because a lot of people attend those meetings. So when you're having 50 plus people, it looks all over the place. I mean, most of the time when I use WebEx, it's for small groups. So I didn't like the last three working groups meetings I've attended. My interaction with them was not as good as was with them.
Right.
Adobe, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know what other people experience.
Yeah. So what I was asking is, so that's your comments on the WebEx, but I was asking about the representing, what committees we're represented on, but you don't have to answer. Maybe it's anyone that's on a working group or other committees, if we could, I'm going to use Google Docs as well so that we can put that on the website so it starts to show that we are actually, go ahead.
I am working on subsequent procedures, GTLE Working Group 5. And we are discussing about the graphic names definition still.
Right.
And that's it. I think that we also need that some more of us join to do that, because maybe we are of different regions and we need more NCSG people involved there. And also to remind that the main overview that the open comments that we sent are still active. I'm talking about the report of open comments I sent a few days ago, in which we have a CCWG accountability final report is open, draft final report of non-com to review, it's open, comment, or public comment open, and we are working on proposed revision to bylaw section 11, additional voting thresholds, and we are going to share, I think, tomorrow on NCSG list to public comment for NCSG before to be sent it. Also, we have ICON Reserve Fund, it's open. And finally, the draft project plan for the proposed name coalition analysis. This last one is led by Renata. So maybe we can ask her about that. But those are the final, the open comments. And, okay, I am in GTLD5. And IRDS, it's in standby right now until the final, until the board defines something. and more from my side.
Great, wonderful. So this is the sort of thing that should be on our website as well, that, you know, people are involved in different things. So great, excellent. All right, so any other questions regarding...
Yes.
Possibly? Go ahead.
Because Don just mentioned all these things are open to comments, but, you know, all these things he mentioned open to comments are open to comments, and they come to the NCSG PC list, of which is also part of with me. And when comments have been made, like the reserve funds, those are done. But he still mentioned them, and I wanted to know whether are those specific things you want us as MPOC to respond to? Because my representation, I felt, on the PC was that to support NCSG PC in comments and also volunteer. Which I've done a couple of times to volunteer and to put up a comment. What do we, because you earlier mentioned something, John, is that there are some key things that John has put on the website. Do you want us to be commenting on those key things? Because most of what he mentioned here, call for comments, are within NCSGPC, which I already deal with him.
So
I'm getting a little bit confused.
Yeah. So you're representing MPOC on the policy committee, which means that it's issues relating to MPOC / NCSG, of course, at the end, but it's from our perspective so that they can be taken into consideration when the policies are being made.
Yes, I know that. That's what I've been doing, but I want to say now, that's what I've been doing to make sure that our interests are working with other colleagues that are from NCUC, that our interests are represented. But if there are specific things, because what he mentioned, his comments on this, his comments on that, those are things within the NCSG PC, but are there ones specifically that are interest to MPOC that we should make a full comment on? Which you mentioned that they are now on our website. But he basically mentioned everything that is within the realm of NCSG PC.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, Ponsley, so that it's clear. I will do a Google Doc as well, and then everyone can write down what they've been doing, and then we can put that on the website, okay, so that it's coming from people who are represented and what has been done, okay?
Yeah, that is fine. And also, things are also, that is fine. And, you know, they are also within, if you are in any working group, it's also, as long as you have the SOI updated, it's also there. Thank you.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that when an issue comes up in terms of comments, I know what you've been doing in terms of being on the policy committee, and you have to give feedback within that committee. You have that committee work to do. But what I'm saying is that for for MPOC, comments that we're doing is actually separate from that. Is that we're commenting, we're taking that issue and commenting it from our perspective, which you can then actually use while you're on the NCSG policy committee. And so it's two things. One is we're taking you're crafting the comments for us to have input in, so it's not your opinion, it's actually our opinion. And our duty in terms of the EC is to actually try, and it's not going to happen overnight because we've never done it. So first it's going to come from us as input, and then over the next while we're going to be sending it to the different organizations to engage them to have feedback to help you to comment from our perspective. So we're actually doing some outreach and input from the members. That's all I'm trying to say. So that it's not just like you're there or whomever, it's just the representative is there and they're saying, oh, yes, I agree, that sounds great. It's actually, you can say, yes, we've consulting with the EC and the membership, and here are the agreements or the issues that came up, if there are any. That's the sort of thing that should be happening. And, I mean, obviously we haven't supported you in that way, but that's where we're going. And that's what...
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Juan. I understand that. So what I wanted to get clear was it's not all call for comments
right.
Within the NCSG that are in line with NPOC
right.
As also
right.
Not-for-profit concerns. So we have to prioritize which... Yes, so if now you come up and tell me, the EC says, okay, these are the things that are really, because you see me, even me personally, if there are things not within the realm of not-for-profits and there are those things that will not affect not-for-profits, even as an individual, I don't make any comments.
Right.
So within the EC, now if we come up and say, which is what I think you're trying to say, that, okay, there are 3-4 things that I think within MPOC, we should make a statement, not Ponslet
right.
As an individual, but Ponslet as part of the EC and other EC members' input to make it
right.
A binding statement that we are talking yet. How
right.
About that?
So the yes. So, okay. So the first thing that we have to do is we've identified 4 areas that are operational concerns. So those are the first 4 that we should be focused on. First, as MPOC. So that's the first duty. The second duty that we have is to support NCSG in its non-commercial policies, right? So if you could look at it that way, so the comments that you would be looking for us to have input on is to, obviously, the first ones is to concentrate on the 4 subject matters that we've all identified. And then secondly is something that may be of interest that obviously will affect non-commercial not-for-profits as a whole, then you say, geez, you know, this is a not an operational issue, but would you like to, as a representative, have an input on? So I see where you're going. So and you're right, the concentration, and you're correct in how you've been approaching it. But we would like to know what it is that we should be aware of as well. So if you could let us know, I think then we can function better. So you're not doing anything, you're doing it right. We just have to give you more support in helping you with your responses to policies. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. I was just typing something that.
Yeah,
yes,
so
yes, yes.
If we don't have comments that are crafted for us to have input on, we can't submit them as MPOC. So it starts there. So let's start on the operational ones and then go from there. Okay? Are we good then?
Yeah, we're good to go. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Joanne.
No worries. Before we go to, so that's the, well, we've got to do a little bit of a charter update, but before we go to that, let's just deal with number five, which is, are there any issues arising that we should be addressing? That anybody, it's a pounding issue that's been identified?
Sorry.
Anyone? No? Okay, our next meeting, let's just set that, and then we can go to the charter stuff. Next meeting, so we're at the 11th of April. We seem to be always going for around the 11th, but the 11th of May is on a Friday. Do we want to stick with the Wednesday, which is the 9th of May? How is the 9th of May for everyone?
Yeah, I think we're good.
11th sounds good. It's a Friday.
All right, yeah. Wednesday is no good, the 9th.
Okay. So we can do the Tuesday or go to the...
Wednesday. That's making it midweek.
Yeah. How about the 16th?
Well, I mean, was there something wrong with the 9th? Are you somewhere on the 9th?
No. Oh, I thought you said you couldn't make it on the 9th.
Oh, the 9th is fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh,
so
hang on. Actually, yeah, you're right. I'm traveling to Toronto on that day. Yeah, that's very true.
I know your life,
yeah.
But you don't know your life.
So, well, how about the 2nd of May?
So that's 3 weeks hence. Okay. Is everybody okay with the 2nd? Yes?
Yeah, it's okay for me.
Okay, great. Consulé?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
And Gango?
I'll be on my birthday, but it was fine. I'm
okay.
On my birthday mode.
Great. So, Gango, you're okay with the 2nd then? That's Wednesday, May 2nd. Hearing no, if there's an issue, we can always change it, but we'll set the meeting for May 2nd. Okay,
oh, yeah, Ganga just replied on the chat that it's okay for him.
Okay, great. And same time is good for everyone, or is this a good time for everyone?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yes.
At 1300 UTC. I'm getting into using UTC for everything now.
Excellent. It is the universal...
Yes, it's worked a lot. All right, so Poncele, we're going to use the rest of the meeting just to visit some issues that we did on the charter. So the official meeting is over. So if you can join us if you like. Everyone can, but it's an optional if you have time.
Yeah, I think I will take my leave now, John. Please,
okay, great.
I felt I was okay with
yes,
you.
I read your thing, so that's why we did it this way.
Well, okay. Thank you very much. Okay,
thank
bye,
you.
Folks.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, all right, let's go on to the charter then. Yeah. We wanted to look at the... So, Mariam, can you put the charter up? Or put the space so I can participate? Can you give me the... Mariam? Yep, there you are. No panelists. All right. Okay. So, let me see if I can upload.
John, I just wanted to add that we have 6 minutes to end the meeting.
Oh, yes. So, what do you think, guys? We have 6 minutes.
Yeah, we did spend quite a lot of time on that EC meeting, but... we did because there was lots of actions.
Well, that's why I scheduled. I knew it was going to take a long time for it. So
right.
We can reschedule. I actually have to be at another meeting in 5 minutes.
All right. Well,
I was going to miss it if we. I was going to just miss it if we didn't do it. But you know.
Right. I think we can push this to May 2nd? Is that too far?
No, let's do it. We can work on it before, but let's do it. I don't really like to schedule meetings for the sake of scheduling them, you know?
Yeah, right.
So we can do the same thing, just have a bit longer, maybe an hour and a half. We won't have as many things to catch up on. Because we didn't have a full meeting in Puerto Rico, that's why I wanted to discuss these things.
Right.
So I think that if we just, instead of having 2-hour meetings, we can have an hour and a half and the half an hour for the charter. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Does that work for everybody?
Yeah. I think I'm just looking at the charter document now.
Mm-hmm.
And... I think there's really very little to do. There's basically the only things left are the sort of the finance. Where does NPOC get its finance?
Right.
And the other one is how to make amendments to the charter.
Right.
But that's it. Then we've basically checked the whole thing that we're not missing anything from the new one, or we've at least thought why it was there and we decided to remove it. So.
Right.
So I think that's a really good place to be at.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do it at the end of the next meeting then.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Okay, Mariam, I think we're done, so we can call the meeting to a close then.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Jay, you may stop the recording and disconnect all of them. Thank you.